Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Today, Sam Shad is going to be speaking with John Oseguera, candidate for Congressional District 4 and former speaker. Plus, I'll be speaking with Nick Trutanich from the Attorney General's office about an initiative to test the backlog of rape kits and set up an Office of Military Legal Aid. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program the former Speaker of the Assembly, John Oseguera. He is running in Congressional District 4 against Crescent Hardy. A pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, so I got to start out with, this has got to be one of the most crowded primaries. You've got Reuben Kiwan, who is Senator Reid's favorite. You've got philanthropist Susie Lee, who's going to have a lot of money backing her. You've got Lucy Flores. Why jump into this race?
Well, Sam, as you know, I grew up just down the street from you in Fallon, born and raised in Fallon, and this district is a real diverse district that goes all the way from, covers North Las Vegas, covers Summerlin, and then goes all the way through the rurals, all the way up to the Churchill County line, to Schurz, Yerington, Tonopah, et cetera. So, you know, my wife and I had moved. We had another baby, our third child, and we moved out to the Northwest for a little more land and a bigger place to have that brood of kids. And you know, it just the circumstances were that similar to when I ran the first time for the legislature, I wasn't pleased with the representation I was getting in Congress. And so I think I can do a better job. And that's why I'm running.
All right. Well, you know, I understand why you're running. But I mean, this is a particularly crowded field. And, you know, financially, this is going to be a very expensive race. In the last quarter, you raised $181,000 or close to it. How much do you think you're going to have to raise to be competitive in this race?
Yeah, I think it is difficult and it is a grind. With four people in a primary, it's difficult to raise money. And so I think you don't have to have the most. You just have to have enough. You have to have enough to communicate on paid media. And I think we'll have that. 180 was the second best in this race after jumping in. I think we'll maintain that position, if not improve it, in this quarter. So I'm going to guess it's somewhere, you know, north of a half a million, short of a million in this primary is probably the number we're looking at.
And do you think that this race is going to be decided in the rurals?
I don't know if it'll be necessarily decided in the rurals, but you certainly cannot ignore the rurals. I think that I am well situated because I served over two decades in the North Las Vegas Fire Department, which is exactly right in the middle of this district. So I've been serving the people of this district for a long time. I'm well known in the rurals, grew up in the rurals, played sports in the rurals, spend a lot of time hunting, fishing, and camping out there. It's almost, automatic. I'm not the guy from Vegas if I'm the guy from Fallon, right? And so when I'm talking to people in Pioche and Caliente and Ely, when I start out the conversation, they say, you're the guy from Vegas. And I actually say, well, actually, I'm from Fallon. There's almost a switch that's turned in their head because they're like, okay, this guy knows a little bit about what happens out here.
Now, doesn't Crescent Hardy have the same appeal, though, in those same places, has the same connection with those folks?
Well, I think he does. Definitely he comes from a similar background in that realm. But remember, Sam, that this is about 11% Democratic district. Although Crescent did well and was able to win it in an off presidential year, I think with turnout and a presidential election, that the turnout will be enough that a Democrat is going to take back this seat.
Does it concern you, though, that this race could get ugly enough that, you guys would get so beaten up in the primary that Crescent would end up with an advantage having no competition in the primary?
No, not really. I think that, we all come from similar backgrounds, similar ideologies. So far I haven't seen a lot of beating up happening. And I hope that it maintains that way. I mean, we're all going to get out there, work hard, talk to voters, knock on the doors, and do the same kind of things. I think the difference for me personally is that leadership. I served with a number of these folks, but I also was elected in a bipartisan way as the Speaker of the Assembly. So, I set the agenda, and that'll be the difference between me and a number of these candidates, and let's see if that message resonates.
Lucy Flores, in her campaign for lieutenant governor, certainly pulled no punches.
She didn't. That's true. And I certainly don't think that she will hold back, but I don't know that there's a lot of room there for, differences in our ideologies. So she may or may not do something, but, I don't anticipate that this will get that dirty.
In CD4, it's interesting that a portion of a district in northern Clark County is also the district that kept reelecting former Commissioner Tom Collins. Is that helpful to you as well?
I would say this. I mean, again, back to the diversity of the district. You've got North Las Vegas, the inner city. You've got Summerlin. You've got the rural areas in Clark County. I think I have a certain appeal to those folks, a certain common sense appeal to the folks in those areas, just like the people that are further out there in the Elys and the Tonopahs and the Yarringtons and the Hawthorns, et cetera. So I think that is helpful. Those are the folks that actually get out and vote in this district.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jonna Segura when we come back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, John Osigera, running for CD4 in a crowded primary. Do you have the support of Dina Titus in this race?
Congresswoman Titus has been very supportive, but her, like many elected officials, haven't really come out and said one way or the other who they're supporting. But I'm good friends with Dina. I've worked with Dina a long time and appreciate her guidance and counsel, but she hasn't come out and endorsed anyone specifically.
Have you talked to Harry Reid since you made your announcement to get his thoughts? Because obviously he's supporting Ruben Kiwan.
I have not. I have not had the opportunity to speak with Senator Reid, although I believe his decision was, sorry, Sam, I lost my earpiece here, was based on a number of things. I don't take it personally. I think it's more political, and you know, his support for Catherine and people up and down the ticket where he thinks it would work out best for those upper level positions. I don't take it personally.
All right, let's talk about a recent thing that got you some pretty good publicity, maybe the most of your campaign so far since your announcement, was that you said that you're resigning from the NRA. Explain your thought process behind that, and certainly I would doubt that you're anti-gun.
That's correct. So, Sam, as we talked about earlier, I grew up out in Fallon. It wouldn't be unusual to see me at the Greenhead Hunting Club, or unusual, in high school to see me go duck hunting before school. I still own my grandma's 22 rifle that she used on the UNR women's rifle team, if you can believe that, some 70 years ago. So guns have been a part of the culture and growing up, but I've also seen a lot in the fire department, dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of shootings. And I've had some own personal tragedy. My father had a history of domestic abuse, ended up killing a woman and then killing himself. I just had a friend who had a history of mental illness kill himself with a gun. The incident in San Bernardino came, and then I saw Congress vote just right after that on a measure that would have kept those on the no-fly list from not obtaining a gun. And I thought, man, enough is enough. I just had it. I think the NRA has a stranglehold on Congress and our leaders, and so that's why I made that decision. But no, I'm not anti-gun. I believe law-abiding folks should be able to have guns. I will continue to have my guns, and if you're a law-abiding citizen, you should too. You shouldn't have anything to worry about.
Have you had any retribution come back your way from that decision?
Well, certainly people on social media have not been nice. There's been a lot of folks that have liked it and called me and said, you're doing the right thing and you're standing up. Those folks that are on the opposite side of that issue, directly go to, you're trying to take away my guns, and that you're, you know, an idiot and a lot of other things I can't say on your show, Sam, which is, you know, pretty vile and disgusting stuff, attacking me personally. You know, I think 80% of NRA members have the same position as I do, that law-abiding gun owners have nothing to worry about, but we ought to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill, criminals, and people on the no-fly list. That just is common sense things that we should be doing right now.
Are you concerned that if you do come out ahead in this primary and go on to a general, that the NRA will try to take you out because Crescent Hardy would be more supportive of the NRA?
No, I think that's inevitable, right, Sam? I think the NRA will come hard. And, you know, that's exactly why I took the position I did. You know, I'm a lifelong NRA member. Because I have a slightly different position, I'm not the enemy. The NRA needs to listen to guys like me that are law-abiding gun owners that are saying enough's enough. Look, we're not saying take away your guns. We're not saying anything like that. We're saying just there's a small group of people that may not need to have a gun, like the mentally ill, like people that are criminals, or like people on the no-fly list. So, yeah, they'll come after me strong, and that is one indication of the stranglehold that they have on Congress. That's what they do, and I don't think that's right, and so I'm not going to stand for that, and that's why I took the position I did.
One of the things that Crescent Hardy talked to me about in my previous interview with him a couple of months ago was that as a first-term congressman, the most thing that he could accomplish was constituent service. What would be your main thing in terms of constituent service were you to become the congressman from CD4?
Well, as we have already talked about, Sam, I mean, this is a very diverse district, and I think that's right, that constituent services is very important. And so, you know, getting out there in this district and being seen and listening to the constituents is going to be critical. With a diverse district like this, you're going to have to, you know, like in my case, take my fifth-wheel trailer and camp out in Pioche and head to Tonopah and head to Pahrump. And then you're going to have people on the ground every day in places like North Las Vegas and Summerlin. So critical to the success and for the state of Nevada is great constituent services. So I would agree that that's important part of holding on to the seat.
And we would love to have the CD4 debate right here on Nevada Newsmakers. So would you be willing to debate on the show?
Sure, Sam, I love coming on your show, and it would not be the first time that we've all got together to debate, so I'm happy to do it whenever you'd like.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you for being here, and we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
New Year's Day, 12 hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
It's our big, big New Year's Day sale. Store-wide savings.
Bedrooms, living rooms, on sale.
Dining rooms, mattresses, kids' rooms, on sale.
Plus, no interest till January 2020.
Or a discount equal to sales tax.
It's a sale so big it only happens once a year.
It's our big, big New Year's Day sale.
This New Year's Day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 12 special hours at More Furniture for Less.
You can take the first step to prepare for a new career in healthcare. Join us at the Carrington College Open House, Tuesday, January 19th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. At our open house, you can learn about preparing for exciting career paths, tour the campus, and see for yourself all that Carrington has to offer. To RSVP, call 877-577-2781 or visit carringtonrsvp.com. Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
The Heartland Globetrotters!
This is where you won't believe becomes you'll never forget.
Playing Reno Event Center Tuesday, January 12th. Get your tickets through Ticketmaster today.
Hey there, I'm News 4's Brian Samudio.
And I'm Alex Margulies.
Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 in the afternoon on ESPN Radio 94.5 FM for the News 4 Sports Insiders.
News 4 Sports Insiders is brought to you by ProSpinal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Nick Drutanich, who is the chief of staff for Nevada's Attorney General Adam Waxalt, also former federal prosecutor, prosecuted terrorists in Iraq as well. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Nick. Now, I want to talk about the sexual assault initiative that Nevada and it looks like a lot of other states are participating in to really look at that backlog of rape kits to identify sexual offenders.
Yeah, so this is an important initiative for the Attorney General. And before going into that initiative, I wanted to give your viewers a background of what actually is a sexual assault kit. It's a kit that is done within 24 hours after an alleged rape, done at a rape crisis center or a hospital. And it endeavors to collect forensic evidence for later prosecutions of sexual predators. There's currently a backlog in Nevada of 7,500 kits.
So how does that happen? How do we get a... Yeah, I mean, you know, we're used to watching CSI and all these shows where, you know, that's something people would think, oh, that's just done automatically.
Well, there's a number of factors. These kits are expensive to test. The backlog dates back for almost three decades. Three decades ago, DNA testing, forensic testing was antiquated and took a long time. So that was a factor in it. Also, there's a factor where on a case-by-case basis, detectives, if, for example, a sexual predator pleads guilty early on, a detective might not want to spend that $1,500 to get that kit tested, but rather spend that money elsewhere. So if a defendant pleads guilty, that kit would not get tested and essentially sit on a shelf. Well, now this initiative essentially allows those kits to get tested. The Attorney General has found creative ways to fund the reduction of the 7,500 rape kits that are currently sitting on a shelf in Nevada down to zero.
So what are we looking about in terms of cost? What is that going to cost the state of Nevada?
Well, it's going to cost taxpayers $0. We've set up a working group where we found creative ways to get these kits tested. $6 million will come from either grants or settlements. $2 million Las Vegas Metro has identified in grants, and the Attorney General has contributed $3.7 million, $2 million in federal grants and $1.7 million from a consumer protection settlement.
So what happens when we start testing these rape kits? What are we finding? I hear Detroit has already started testing their backlog of about 10,000.
So once the forensic evidence is uploaded into a national system, once the forensic results of these tests are uploaded, you're able to identify serial rapists. Detroit, for example, tested 10,000 kits. 450 of those kits were identified as defendants or potential perpetrators of sexual assault in other parts of the country.
So when these kits come back, does that now allow the prosecutors in those local jurisdictions to go after those individuals?
Exactly. The point of testing these kits is, one, to get justice for the victims, and two, to make sure that that alleged or perpetrators of sexual assault are actually prosecuted and see justice.
So do we have the funding at the local level for that? It sounds like, okay, we have the money to test the kits to get rid of that backlog, but now we're going back and prosecuting cases maybe 30 years old.
Yeah, there is going to be a need to fund the local prosecutions of these kits. Right now, the key to this initiative was getting the kits tested, and we're a long way there. But we're only part of the way there. We still need to identify and put together these cases and then make sure that these repeat sexual offenders get justice.
Now, this is something that Nevada is participating in a nationwide initiative. There's something else that the Attorney General is doing where it sounds like we're one of the first in the country, and that's the Office of Military Legal Aid. Can you tell me what that entails?
That's something that this office is really, really proud of. It's a testament to what an attorney general can do when he identifies a need and steps in front of that issue and tries to solve it.
And it sounds like both Adam and a lot of people in his office, they have that experience, you know, being former JAG officers.
Sure, that's right. Adam was a former JAG officer. Wes Duncan down in the South, and the assistant attorney general, was a former JAG officer, as well as Nick Dana, who's the director of the program, also a current reserve JAG officer. And essentially what this program does is it provides pro bono legal services to active duty, guard, and reserve components in Nevada. What those individuals have said when they've been surveyed is that 61% of them have said that they don't have access to affordable legal representation. And this program endeavors to accomplish that by marrying service members up with pro bono lawyers in Nevada that are willing to contribute their time.
So the AG's office is going out and they're asking, you know, good lawyers, right? These aren't your regular public defenders. They're asking, you know, people who are involved in, you know, law firms to help out our service members. What kind of cases are they taking?
Well, first of all, I'd say that there's great public defenders out there, but these lawyers that are willing to contribute their time are top notch, and we're making sure that they're trained and able to provide competent legal representation on civil matters, important civil matters like consumer fraud, military rights, keeping soldiers in their homes and keeping them in their day jobs.
Fantastic. Hey, Nick, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming and giving us an update, and thank the Attorney General for us as well.
Thank you, Paul.
You have a great day. All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. As a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering a large two-topping pizza and 1 pound of wings with fries for $19.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
The son of a Polish immigrant who grew up in a Brooklyn tenement, he went to public schools, then college, where the work of his life began, fighting injustice and inequality, speaking truth to power. He moved to Vermont, won election and praise as one of America's best mayors. In Congress, he stood up for working families and for principle, opposing the Iraq War, supporting veterans. Now he's taking on Wall Street and a corrupt political system, funded by over a million contributions, tackling climate change to create clean energy jobs, fighting for living wages, equal pay, and tuition-free public colleges.
People are sick and tired of establishment politics, and they want real change.
Bernie Sanders, husband, father, grandfather, an honest leader, building a movement with you to give us a future to believe in.
I'm Bernie Sanders, and I approve this message.
European Fitness Center smashes the competition again with a limited-time offer. Join now and pay zero down and just $20 per month with no hidden fees. That includes the pool, personal trainers, new life fitness equipment, and more. Zero down and $20 per month with no hidden fees at European Fitness Center.
RCWillie.com. Shop hundreds of furniture styles available for immediate in-store pickup or delivery.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating over 40 years in business. As a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering a large two-topping pizza and 1 pound of wings with fries for $19.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Tune into Nevada Newsmakers either on TV or on the web. You can find us on iTunes or NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thanks for watching and listening.